This is Day to Day from NPR News. As expected, the Federal Reserve Board cut short-term interest rates today by a quarter percentage point. The move is designed to goose the economy, which has been slowing in recent months. The rise in mortgage foreclosures and falling home prices have made lenders skittish. Joining us is John Dinsdale from Marketplace. Welcome. What did the Fed have to say in their rate announcement today, John?
Well, they acknowledge that economic growth is slowing and there's some softening in business and consumer spending caused by, as you say, the mortgage foreclosures and the tightening of credit. A quarter point reduction is just what forecasters were expecting and what the market was expecting, although some had been hoping for an even bigger rate cut of a half a percentage point down to 4%. To some extent, today's move means Wall Street investors are disappointed in a quarter percent. Remember, 6 weeks ago, when a full half a percent cut was made, the stock market zoomed higher.
So how will this rate cut help give the economy a boost?
Well, this is a reduction in short-term interest rates, overnight loans between banks, but it should make banks and other lenders feel more confident about lending money to companies who are looking to build new factories, create new jobs, or someone out looking for, say, a loan to buy a car. It takes a while for Fed actions like today's to filter through the economy to affect longer-term loans, but they do eventually. Remember, short-term rates are now a full percentage point lower than they were last summer, and that should begin to spark some new economic activity.
Rate cuts are usually pretty popular on Wall Street, but are there any economic risks to today's rate cut?
Absolutely. You know, the number one is inflation. The Fed is especially sensitive to that now because these very high energy prices are already putting pressure on inflation. Another problem is the value of the dollar. Lower interest rates make U.S. investments less attractive, sending global investors elsewhere, and the dollar is already very weak. The other problem is that this rate cut could be interpreted as merely providing a helping hand for a few big banks that made bad loans, and they should have to pay for their mistakes.
All right. What about reading the tea leaves going forward? Did the Fed say anything about whether there would be more rate cuts in the offing?
Well, it sounds like they are considering more rate cuts. They said risks remain to the economy. They said they would act as needed to keep the economy growing moderately. The question is whether we've seen the worst of the housing downturn. The concern is that as home prices drop, consumers could begin closing up their wallets. But on the other hand, some economists see signs of a bottom here. For evidence, they point to the fact that big foreign funds in the last few weeks have been pouring money into banks like Citigroup and UBS, which have stumbled with their subprime mortgage losses. The thinking goes that if these big sovereign funds are willing to prop up these banks, they see real value there.
John Dinsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Thank you, John. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, corporate responsibility is what you call a buzzword. It's a cliche, too, unless it's your job. It's from American Public Media.